We take this brief time out for a financial safari quiz question. An advisor tells you he can guarantee you a 20% return on your investment. You should do what? A. Sign on the dotted line. B. Ask for some literature about the investment. Or C. Run in the other direction. The correct answer? C. Beware whenever someone combines the word guarantee with a return that high. There's no such investment that can do that. Don't walk. Run the other way.
Kit Fitzsimmons here, and as always, it's time to check in with our local financial coach in your area, John Kelly, the president of Kelly Financial Services, based in Hickory Hills. If you're in the Chicago area and need help taking a second look at your financial plan, or if you need to put one together to begin with, the number to call is 800-477-1135. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Kip. How are you doing yourself?
I'm doing fine. Well, I wanted to start off like we do on a regular basis by taking a look at some email questions from listeners in your area. We always like to see what folks in your part of the country are specifically worried about. Let's start off with Angie in Chicago, who says, I read that 80% of married men die married, while 80% of married women die single. So I'm wondering if I should have a retirement plan that's completely separate from my husband's plan. We're both 55 and in good health now. What do you think?
Well, Angie, first of all, you have to have separate retirement accounts because you can't combine them, especially with the IRAs. That's what they're called, individual retirement accounts. Generally, you save for your own 401k. He has his 401k. He might have his pension. You might have a pension. But generally speaking, when it comes to your pensions, you do have pension choices. There's options. So generally, where your spouse, if one spouse dies, you can either get 100% of the pension, you might get 75% of the pension, or generally, with the most popular one in America right now, is you get half of the pension. So generally, when it comes to retirement accounts, they are totally separate. And yes, you're right, men usually die before women do. That's why it's also good to have, because you're going to have a loss of income, make sure that you are protected for that loss of income, especially when it comes to Social Security, because you're only going to get the higher of the two. So you're going to lose one of the Social Security checks. Generally speaking, you're going to get a reduction in his pension. So make sure you have backup plans, and that's where IRAs come in and Roth IRAs come in and other types of income we have for retirement, non-qualified accounts, emergency funds, things like that, and also life insurance. Most of our clients, we have life insurance, especially in the primary breadwinner, because we are going to have a loss of income at some point in our future when one of us passes away. Generally speaking, the majority of the time, it is the men that pass away first.
So when we're looking at this, it's not just having separate retirement accounts, because those are guaranteed to be separate, but also having a backup plan in place, a separate retirement plan that takes into account just in case one spouse passes away first?
So yeah, generally speaking, life insurance is the biggest and the most effective way to replace that income of loss of a loved one and the breadwinner is by having some life insurance in place on the primary breadwinner.
Well, if you need any help making sure that you have a retirement plan in place that takes into account all of the factors as you move forward, all of the possible life situations you could find yourself in the future, you can sit down with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services by giving him a call at 800-477-1135. Get on the calendar today. Again, that number, 800-477-1135. All right, let's take a look at Bill in Oak Lawn's question. Bill says, I'm 72 years old, still working full-time, and still contributing to my 401k. My neighbor tells me that I'm supposed to be taking distributions from the account because I'm older than 70 and a half. But my sister thinks I don't have to take the distributions as long as I'm still working. I'm also not sure what to do about Social Security since I'm still working. What's the right answer?
Well, you do not have to take any money out of a 401k if you're still working, even though you're 72 years old. However, if that money is in an IRA or if you have other IRA accounts, you do have to take the required minimum distributions. So it just depends on where that money is at when it goes into retirement. At 70, you have to start taking your Social Security. So doesn't really matter you're working or not. There's no payback on it. There's no penalty on it. You can still earn as much as you want. But again, Social Security, you have to take it at 70. Any IRA accounts or, say, 403B accounts or any 401Ks that you've rolled into IRAs over your lifetime, they have to start being taken out as required minimum distributions. If you do not take that out, Bill, you're going to have a 50% IRS penalty that you're going to have to pay plus the taxes.
So it's important to remember that there are different kinds of accounts that you have been putting money into as you've been working, and knowing the difference between those and the intricacies of how to take money out can be a little bit confusing, apparently.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just be, again, know where you're at. Like I said, your 401k is at work, Bill. If you're still contributing, you're still working, you do not have to take any money out of that account. But if you have separate IRA accounts, you know, maybe you've rolled some 401Ks from a previous employer, or your spouse has some stuff that's, once you reach 70 and a half, they have to be taken out. Otherwise, you're going to pay the government a 50% penalty. So make sure we do not do that.
So if you need any help making sure that you are handling all of your accounts correctly, the number to call is 800-477-1135. Sit down for that initial consultation with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and ensure that you are on the right track as you head towards retirement. The number again, 800-477-1135. Now, one final question, this one from Michael in Pelos Park. Michael says, I'm 55 years old and single, probably not in a position to retire for at least 10 years. I own a lot of land and have a lot of debt that goes with it, and only about $200,000 saved in my IRA, which I can't imagine will be enough to carry me through retirement. Do you think I'll be in a better position if I'm debt-free at retirement but don't have very much saved? Or should I save as much as I can, even if it means still dealing with debt several years after I retire?
Well, Mike, obviously debt-free is probably the best way to go into retirement, but I would have to take a better look at what the positions are. I mean, there's such things as good debt and bad debt. Credit card debt is something we definitely do not want to go into retirement with. We had a lady that came in the office here a few days ago. She had over $45,000 in credit cards at over 19% interest. That is what I call a bad debt. But if you have maybe debt on a home, you might have a home equity loan out. Maybe you have to pay some student loans off of your kids. You took a loan out on the house. That's a decent debt or a good debt because you get to write it off in your taxes. But obviously, when we go to retirement, nobody likes paying bills. So if we can get that paid off, do it. I mean, if you have vacant property doesn't bring in any income. So if you're in a positive position where you're not going to lose money by selling it, depends on what the purpose for that land is. Are you building a house in it in the future? Get rid of it and put the money to work for you, because vacant land does not generate an income and you're paying taxes on it. You're paying property taxes every year. So again, take a look at your overall position, but obviously debt-free going into retirement is a great position to be in.
And as John said, there is good debt and bad debt, so make sure that you know what your debt situation looks like and the best way to move forward from your current position into that successful retirement you dreamed of. The number to call to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to take advantage of your weekly offer, isn't that right?
Absolutely. Anybody who wants to call, come in, make an appointment. We'll do a complete income plan for you going into retirement. We'll show you how to maximize your Social Security. We'll give you a Social Security maximization report. Especially if you're between the ages of 62 and 66, there are still some great options where you can get what we call the free money out of Social Security. And then we'll also give you the Retirement Miracle Book by Patrick Kelly to show you how having tax-free income is so important, especially the way the tax rates are. Everybody thinks is where it's going to be in the future.
The number to call is 800-477-1135. Everyone's situation is different, and you really need an expert who deals with these kinds of issues every single day, who can give you that personalized approach. You want to know that you are getting a customized retirement plan, not a one-size-fits-all plan. The number is 800-477-1135 to sit down with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, and start building a retirement plan. Or get a second set of eyes on your existing plan. No obligation, absolutely free. The number again is 800-477-1135. We'll be talking more with John in just a few minutes, so stay with us here on the Financial Safari.
It's time for a financial definition. Market risk describes the possibility for an investor to experience losses due to factors that affect the overall performance of the financial markets. Make sure your account is protected from market risk, one of the most severe facing retirees and pre-retirees in today's financial world.